Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
I'm your host, Brayden. We've got a special episode for you today. We're all sitting, waiting, wishing that Season 8 would drop already, but Season 8 is coming. In the meantime, there's a little bonus episode for you. If you're not following the live streams every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll know that sometimes I have fan read submissions. So if you're too nervous to call and you got a story, you can always email that story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to read a fan submission, if you want to get on the list of people who read these for us and we play them on the live streams, just shoot me a message. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Shoot me an email. Say, hey, I want to read a story. I got something to promote. I want to read a story. Easy peasy. Today, what I'm going to do for you is there's a bunch of fan read submissions that were on the live streams, and I usually use them for fillers between some calls when I need a break. And I thought it would be a good idea to just, instead of adding them to every show, I would save them for a bonus episode. And when I, you know, needed a break, or there's going to be a week without content, I would drop all the fan read submissions for you. So without further ado, here is all of the fan read submissions from season 7 that weren't already on a show, and a couple calls that didn't make it onto the show.
Hey guys, it's Silver Lotus here from Discord, and I'm here to read you a fan submission. They didn't say that I could use their name, so I'm just going to call them M. M has a very interesting story for us. So it starts out by saying, "Dear Cosmic Channels, I just discovered your pod a few weeks ago, so I've been playing catch up." We're glad to hear, M. "I listen to your show while I get ready every morning, and I wanted to share my Ouija experience with the Cosmic Channelers." I'm sure everyone's going to love this. "The first time I used a Ouija board, I was with a couple of friends. We asked who was with us, and it spelled out a name. At this time, one of my friends just started bawling. She said, 'If that's who you really are, what did you have in your truck?' It spelled out B-E-A-R, bear. I was confused, and I asked my friend what was going on. She tells me that was her uncle's name, and he was killed by an IED in Afghanistan. She then told us that she gave him a stuffed bear, and he always rode with it on his dashboard in his Humvee. I'm not a huge fan of Ouija boards, but that's like a nice, sweet interaction. Let's see. The second time I used one, I was with my sorority sisters in college. It was funny, and we got a bunch of random messages. It started going in circles, so we asked who was there. It spelled out S-A-T-A-N, Satan. We asked why Satan showed up, as you should. It said F-O-L-L-O-W, follow. We asked, who do you follow? Then it spelled out my name. Hell no. Oh, God. I laughed a little nervously, and I asked if that meant I was supposed to be a Satan worshiper. These are good questions. It said no. So that was weird, but at least I know I have Satan on my side. I mean, whatever works, I guess. I tried to use it another time with some of my other friends, and nothing happened. The most recent time I used it, I was with a friend of mine who's into some weird shit. I'm just going to say, if you're listening to this right now, you know, you found the right place because we're all into some weird shit. We tried to use it, and the planchette kept trying to go off the board. I had always heard that you can't let it off the board because that's the spirits trying to escape. That's nice. So we tell it goodbye, and we try again. Same thing. After about the third time of this, we told it to please stop doing that and tell us their name. So now we're arguing with spirits. Got it. It started the ever so famous Z-O, Z-O, Z-O. So we stopped it. Told Mr. Zozo he was not welcome there and asked to speak to another spirit. I mean, I guess it helps if you're being, you know, respectful and courteous. The planchette started shooting back and forth again. Z-O, Z-O. And we finally just closed the board and put it away. I think you need to do a little more than just putting it away. Every time I've used the board, I've done it with different people, and almost every time has been successful. I don't know if you guys did this or not, but when I've done it, you always open the board by making circles on the board with the planchette. I don't know what the point is. Maybe opening a portal? I mean, I guess it makes sense. But that seems to help. You just have to make sure you close it at the end by going the opposite way with your circles. That's good to know. Sorry for such a long message. I love the show. Keep up the great work. Thank you, M. M, I don't think that you have necessarily convinced me to play Ouija board anytime soon. But it's some great stories. Yeah. So if you have your own stories that you would like to share, but you're a little uncomfortable, a little unsure about, you know, calling in, get a little nervous, I get it. You're more than welcome to do like M and type up your story, and you're going to email it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you never know who's gonna read it. It's always a surprise. Thanks, guys.
Huge thank you to Silver Lotus for reading that story and writing in. If you want to read a story, it's easy. You just got to message me. Shoot me an email. Let me know. Hey, Braden, send me a story. I got about 60 in the bank of stories that still need to be read. So if you want to read one, you know how to do it. It's really easy. And, you know, if you've got a store or anything, I put your logo up on the live stream while you're reading it. You know, just a little give back to the community. So if you want to, that sounds interesting to you, shoot me a message. Let's go to the next story.
Hi, I'm Chad Owersi from the ATT Discord, and I'm going to read you a fan submission today. Hey, thought you guys would want to see this. It was a weird experience made even more odd after I saw the picture I took. First, here's some relevant background that may lend some credibility. I'm 30 years old, well-educated, and wouldn't consider myself a conspiracy theorist or overly obsessed with that kind of stuff. I spent 5 years in the Army as a paratrooper, doing all sorts of night operations in C-130s, C-17s, and helicopters, including hundreds of missions in Afghanistan at night. After that, I worked for the DOE as a defense contractor. They basically have SWAT teams that guard the nuclear material and classified data. During this time, I had the highest security clearance you can get and was interviewed by psychiatrists every 6 months to ensure I am sound of mind. I left that job to work overseas in the Middle East as a paramilitary contractor, and I was involved with protecting various agency assets and data there and was also cleared to do so. I only bring all this up to stress a few things. One, I have been around helicopters, airplanes, drones, even stuff you can't just Google if you know what I mean, and other flying things. I know exactly what these known aircraft look like at night. Two, I have been trusted for over a decade now with protecting highly classified information and materials and am constantly checked on my mental capacities. All of these tests I pass easily, proving I am very mentally stable. Now, here's the story. About 3 weeks ago, I was having trouble sleeping. I always do. I live out in the country, and I can see the night sky very clearly. I looked outside the window at what I thought was Venus, since it was so bright and had an odd coloring. Then Venus, quotations, moved diagonally very fast and came to an immediate stop. No speeding up, no slowing down. I figured it was my eyes adjusting, so I kept watching. It did this about 6 more times before I finally admitted to myself that I wasn't just imagining things. Remember from my background info, if this was a known aircraft, I would recognize how it moves. Nothing moves like this did. It was changing colors very smoothly too. It was seemingly going through all the colors of the rainbow in random order. It would get dim, then very bright, then zip across the night sky, then dead stop. Sometimes it would do short hook movements, to which was very strange to see. I took my camera and took a picture to see if I could catch anything. Then I went back to bed. I've seen a lot of weird stuff in my life, so this was an exactly life-changing experience. Here is the picture. I promise it has not been Photoshopped whatsoever. I zoomed in and cropped it. That's all. Interpret the image however you want. Lastly, if you want to hear more or have a question, that's fine, but I need to be anonymous. You guys are awesome. Thanks for your time, Jason Bourne. Now, Braden, I hope you can show that picture with this, but if you guys are too scared to call in, you can always write your story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, and you never know who will end up reading it on the show. Could be someone like me. Thank you.
Huge thank you to Shadowersy for reading that fan submission. And Shadowersy actually called in season 7. He's one of the first veterans I've had on the show and tell their experience from forward operating base overseas while on deployment. So that was really cool. Thank you. Huge shout out to Shadowersy. And if you've been on deployment, you're in the military, you have weird ghost stories while you're on deployment, please call Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-833-703-0424. Now, if you're listening from the UK or Europe and you're like, God damn, I want to call, I do open up the lines once in a while. You got to stay tuned for when I do an AM live stream to catch all of the UK callers and UK people who want to call, who just the showtime is terrible for them. I did that and I didn't get a single UK caller last time, but that's okay because I did get some stories from that. And here's one of those that didn't make the cut this season. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dill, your acquaintance from La Crosse, Kelowna.
Hey, what's going on, nephew Dill? How's it going?
I would say friend, but I think when we played, you never heard me say a word. So.
Well, I think you said some words. I think you said hello.
Oh, I was polite. Yeah.
No, I also coach you. I've heard you. I've heard you talk. You're normally a man of few words. Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, no, the brain injury unlocked my tongue.
Yeah. Those. Do you want to share that experience?
I do got a story.
Yeah, let's hear it. What do you got for us?
So it was in the evil place of Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. There was a fireworks show watching that.
Hello?
Oh. Sorry, sorry, I had the live in the background. And
oh.
I see that.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, anyway, so we're watching the fireworks.
Yep.
And I look up right above me, and there's a black, it's like a disc, you know, up. And, like, it's probably the height of, like, you ever seen the helicopter when it's at their max level, you know?
Yeah, like way up there, yeah.
Yeah, like Apache or whatever. It's probably like two of those, or like one and a half, I don't know. It's not too far up, but it's high enough. Anyways, it's just doing a big circle for a while, like at a, what would be a distance, at way too quick of a speed for any thing we have or know of, right? And then it just zips off, and then it's probably like 10 seconds later, four like Apache helicopters zip off that same direction.
Yeah, but well, you don't fuck with Disney.
No, yeah.
Now, any lights to this object? Just nothing?
No, just straight black.
Because in my head, I was like, maybe a drone or something filming, but if there was no lights on it, like...
Yeah, no.
That's interesting.
No lights, straight, just black. And from the distance it was and the size, right, it too big for a drone.
Hmm. Now...
Yeah.
Now, what year... When was this?
This is probably like... 2010 or something like that.
2010. What? So yeah. So, I mean, what is that? 14 years ago.
Yeah.
It's. Anyone else see it with you? Were you guys kind of pointed out? Like, what is that thing?
No, I wish. But yeah, it was. I looked up, saw it. Fuck. Sorry, my memory. Maybe I pointed it out to one person and they just didn't care or whatever, but or not, I don't know, I forget, but it happened quickly. It was doing the big circles, moving quite quickly, and then zipped off. I probably saw it for like 5 seconds and then zipped off. 10 seconds goes by, or probably not 10 seconds, sorry, that's that was exaggeration, a minute though. And helicopters going the same direction.
And how many helicopters?
Like, 4 of them.
And obviously, like loud noise, like definitely helicopter.
Yeah, and like military ones, not just like some news one you see or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because it would make sense that they obviously pick something up and, you know, scram, because like they must have already picked this thing up, as if I would imagine, because it's like, you know, scrambling helicopters is probably not the fastest thing, which means they were probably already en route.
Yeah, makes sense,
right? And
yeah,
then they're like, oh shit, it's over Disneyland.
Yeah,
speed
that,
up
the, how fast that thing moved across the sky and how quick the helicopters move is much different.
Wild.
So they had to be heading towards it already.
Yeah, so they must have picked something up on radar. Like we know, like in, you know, since early 2000s, they've been picking these things up on radar. So, you know, perhaps that's what it was, and they were already scrambling, and then just happened to want to pop into the happiest place on earth. Is this California Disneyland or like Florida?
Yeah, LA. Yeah.
LA one. So yeah, and I don't know if you, was it heading towards the water, do you know, or you just did you know the direction?
No, inland, I think, even, but yeah, I don't know, I'm fucking dumb.
Yeah,
know?
Well, as soon as I get into Disneyland and I do one spin, I'm like, I don't know which way is northeast or south, so it's like, I would know either, especially 14 years ago. It's cool that stuck with you, though, eh, seeing that?
Yeah, I've always remembered it, like, that was crazy. That's not normal.
Yeah. It's weird when people have these sightings and they just kind of stick with you. If you're like, man, fuck, I wish I remembered what this thing was. Or I wish at the time I would have, been more alert to it. Or because a lot of these, people describe these things. It's like, it's almost like a disbelief at first. You're like, oh, what is that? That's weird. And then afterwards you're like, that was goddamn weird.
Yeah. Because you're not expecting to see something that you kind of don't believe, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting. Dill, thank you for calling in. Did you call in earlier hang up on me instantly?
No, I don't think so. No.
So someone else is waiting in the wings too. Because I was like, someone called.
Those fucking bloody blokes. No one's even showing up.
That's okay. I thought I'd open the lines to see if I could. To say, I said I would, so here I am. I'm doing
it.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one or two. If not, and I'll try again in a couple more months as the show continues to grow. And maybe Sunday mornings will be popping off. A couple months from now, but
although that's during church.
Well, for us,
people go to church.
Yeah, for us, but they're out of church in the UK already. How long does church go?
Okay.
Doesn't go to it's like
hour and a half.
Yeah, it's like 5:30 there now, PM. Right, so it's like they're out of church, true. Right? I mean, maybe I should have gone a little later. I don't know. Maybe I'll next week or maybe next month I'll try 10 a.m. A little easier on me.
It'll be good. There's no church. I was just joshing around as a kid.
Hey, Dill, thank you for calling in, and I hope you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, no problem. You as well. Nice to talk to you again.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Yeah, see ya. Cheers.
Bye. I just got to say, the outpouring of support for Season 7 of Cosmic Channels has been awesome. If you're looking to support the show and you're like, hey, how do I help contribute to keeping the lights on at Cosmic Channels, keeping the lines open? That's easy. You can go to paypal.me/cosmicchannels and leave a little donation. This podcast is 100% crowdsourced from the fans, and everything I've raised so far, I've put right back into the show. So I'm really committed to growing the show and getting it out there so we can get more awesome stories every week. Just like this fan submission here.
Hey guys, it's Drea. Let's jump right on into this one. Dear Cosmic Channels, so my friend and I were out last night hanging out at this place called Suicide Bridge. It's supposed to be haunted. We started walking down the trail in the pitch dark with my phone light and his flashlight, which was pretty spooky. We turned down this road to go look at an abandoned house and got a bit creeped out, so we turned around and went down this other trail, which was a stupid choice. We walked about 200 feet or so down this trail to a fishing jetty. We were shining our lights around the edge of the water when my flashlight hit a set of eyes. I told my friend to come look at it, so now we have both lights on, but we still can't see a body. The eyes were like a cat's and glowed when the light hit them. After about 45 seconds of looking at them, my friend barked at it, hoping to get a reaction, but it didn't even blink, nothing. It just stood there, and from what we could tell by where the eyes were at and the edge of the water, it had to be about 6 feet or so. We looked at the eyes, which were focused on us, for about a minute and a half, and then we looked at each other and thought, let's get the fuck out of here. So we started to speed walk because the feeling we both had in our chest was to get the hell out of there. We were speed walking at Olympic speed with how fast we were moving. When we turned the corner to head back to the truck, we were searching the weeds to make sure it didn't follow us. Then my flashlight hit its eyes again, and I said to my friend, run! So we booked it back to the truck, got in, and took off. When we were a good distance away, he said he had seen the eyes on his side of the trail. We were speed walking the hell out of there. When we got back to his place, we started trying to replicate the eyes with rocks based on how far apart they were to get a good judge of size. The eyes were about 10 inches apart. This all happened in a park in Waterloo, Iowa, called George Wythe Park. I've never been more terrified in my life. If there are any questions, let me know. This happened on 7/25/2017. The eyes of this image of the rake are dead match to what we saw. We just didn't see a body. Keep up the good work, PM. I want to see the image, and I've got questions. Hey guys, if you have a story, whether it's paranormal, aliens, if it's just a weird story, if you just want to go on and say, hey, Braden, what's up? Call. It's awesome to hear everybody's stories. if you don't want to. You're embarrassed, you know, or you don't have time. Everybody knows how life is. And you want your story read. You want to share it. Write it. Send it in. I mean, we would love to hear it. And you never know. You never know who's going to read it. I mean, even if you don't feel comfortable, just type it out, send it in, email it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, and you never know who's going to read it. It could be just any random person. It could be me. Who knows? Well, you know, we would love to hear it regardless.
Thank you, Drea, for volunteering to read that submission. If you got a story, you're too nervous to call, you email it to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you never know who's going to read it. It could be me. It could be one of the many fans out there. It could be another podcast host. Could be anyone. But let's go to one more call I took during the UK episode while I was waiting for you UK listeners to call in. And y'all left me high and dry. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? My name's Caesar.
Hey, Caesar, I can hear the live stream in the background. Can you hit a pause on that?
Pausing it now.
Beautiful. Caesar, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from SoCal. The story takes place actually right in between Southern California and the Arizona border. I'm going to say about an hour before hitting Lake Havasu or the Parker Strip. I'm actually on the maps right now trying to find exactly where it happened. It was, I'm going to say, 10 minutes before a certain checkpoint on the 10 freeway around the Desert Center Drive. For a while, I've been trying to find exactly where this occurred on my maps. My girlfriend always tells me, yeah, it happened on the 10. It happened about an hour before getting to Lake Havasu. So I'm always trying to find it. It's really hard to find it, but let's just get to the story.
All right, so
it was probably around midnight. We were on our way to her grandma's house in Lake Havasu, Arizona. And so we were driving, and there was probably two cars behind me. One was about, I'm going to say, a mile behind me. I could see his headlights, and the other one was a little right behind that one. But because it was like a dark desert road, we were so far ahead, yet I could still see their headlights behind me. We were kind of like in a trance, you know, what happens when you're driving at night and the lines are passing you.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah, you go into that automaton.
Exactly. Yeah. So we helped run a little bar off the river, off the Colorado River. It was a pizza place first, and then it turned into a bar. They called it the right now I'm blanking on the name, but it was like a little cantina. Anywho, we would go every summer. This was the first time we went, and we drove by ourselves at night, at midnight. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but basically we were on the 10 driving towards Arizona, and just in the middle of the desert. It was after Chiraco Summit. I'm sure people from California that travel to Arizona will know. You have to pass the Chiraco Summit in order to get to Arizona and Phoenix, etc. But anywho, I have a Nissan Juke, so I have a moonroof, sunroof, whatever you want to call it, and I had it open. And we were driving, and it looked like there was a street light, like a few miles ahead of us down the road. I've never told this story, so I'm trying to get it, like put all the pieces together.
No, it's all good. I'm captivated.
Okay, so, and this, I mean, believe me or don't, but like weird shit like this happens. It used to happen a lot more. I don't know if it was because of like psychedelic use or what have you, but since then, like everything like has toned down. I'm 30 now and I've like, you know, have a family. I'm kind of trying to relax a lot more. So no more psychedelic use. Yeah. Leave it at all. Anywho, we were driving and it looked like a streetlight on the road. So I ignored it, chose to ignore it. My girlfriend was dozing off, but she was still awake. So I'm thinking to myself, how funny would it be if I see something? Because it's so dark, there's nobody around. Nobody would believe me, but it doesn't even matter because there's nobody around. So who would I tell? So anyway, I'm driving, and with that thought in my head, that's when I kind of spot this light. Roughly, I'm gonna say about a quarter of a mile ahead. And so I'm going about 70, 80. And so I'm reaching this light faster than, you know, anticipated. But the thought stays in my head, like, how funny would it be if I see something, right?
Yeah.
So this light was on the road, and it feels like it stayed there waiting for me to pass, because as I passed it, I looked through the moonroof, and I see what it is, right? And I'm about to explain to you what it was. So this was like an oval shaped, it looked like a floating, like, mass of like see-through jello.
Oh, weird.
I was able to see the stars through it, but it was emitting like a midnight bluish light from it from afar. So I was wondering, like, I would get to the point under it, look through my moonroof, and it would be bright. But no, it was translucent. It was like translucent, clear, like almost like jello. And I didn't see anybody or anything on the inside, but this thing was definitely moving like slow through the desert. And I happened to pass right under it as it was passing through the road, like above the road, basically. Like we made an X. Does that make sense? Like I passed under it as it passed the road. So I was able to look up through my moonroof, and I saw that and I woke her up. She was already kind of awake. So I tapped her with my elbow, and I was like, did you see that? And she was like, I saw something. And then she turned back, and we both kind of watched it as it just slowly just kept passing by, like kind of going more towards the inner desert area. But we kept driving. And we were like kind of tripping out. There was nobody around us except for that one car behind us about a mile away. After we passed this, whatever it was, ball of energy or some shit, basically this like white Suburban that was behind us sped up, and then they got to like, they were behind us, and it was like the distance of like two cars, but there's no reason to be that close to us.
Yeah.
Especially if we're in the desert at midnight. You know, but I figured I attributed to, they probably saw something too, and they didn't want to be like alone.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit.
So they were right next to us for like the next 30 minutes. And because it was a white Suburban, I was like, dude, hopefully this is not like a government vehicle and they're like going to fuck with us because we saw something.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, there's the legendary Area 51, like white Jeeps, Jeep Grand Cherokees or whatever they drive out there. So, you know, maybe.
I didn't even know about that. I remember the type of car it was, because it wasn't new enough to be like a government car that I thought, but it was definitely a white Suburban, which I know that like, you know, why wouldn't you use that? Even if it was like an earlier 2000 model.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you use that just to, you know, do whatever you got to do out in the desert at midnight? But, we got to the checkpoint. Where normally if you're coming from the Arizona side, they would stop you and ask you if you have fruits or vegetables or seeds or anything. But we were coming from the California side, crossing into Arizona. There was nobody there. It was like 1 a.m. So we got to the stop and we passed, and the white Suburban turned into the little rest area. They parked right in front of where the bathroom would be, but yep. Nobody came out. So I was at the stop, waited about 10 seconds, 15 seconds just to watch the car, like see if anybody came out, a family maybe. But no, they parked. We stayed at the stop. I looked. And then I drove away. I didn't want it to be too like obvious that I was like trying to see like what what was going on. So I just drove away, and nobody ever came out of the white truck for the 15 seconds that I was there, kind of staring at them. So
weird.
Doors never opened, you know.
But maybe they were doing the same thing as you. Like maybe they, you know, on the other hand, like let's say that maybe they saw this thing and they're just sitting there like, what the hell was that? Like they're now in a kind of a place with some lights. They feel a little more safe to just kind of sit for a second and be like, what did I see? Right?
Yeah. But because I was already at that point, I had already like, I got into like David Greer, Alan Greer, the doctor.
Yeah.
At that time, and I remember him. I remember listening to a lot of his, you know, meditation stuff, and like how you can call like shit to see it.
Yeah,
as like up in the sky. And I don't want to sound crazy, but like prior to that, maybe like 4 or 5 times, I had like legit tried to do that with people around me, and we all saw stuff.
Yeah, it's the CE5 stuff. I know tons of people that say they do that, and they're like, yeah, we'll see lights. We'll see weird stuff.
You just have to ask for it, look up, and be attentive, and you will see something. And a lot of people don't. They don't want to believe.
I will make this one argument. I make it to the people that use CE5, and I'll be open and upfront. I've never done it myself, but I've seen weird stuff just going and with the intent of sitting out for hours to try to see weird stuff, and you see it. Like I'm a big proponent of like I know people have had experiences where they feel that, like, they're like, I feel like this thing, I had some sort of conscious effect on it, or, you know, there was some sort of connection. And I'm not saying that's not the case, but I'm also saying if you go sit out in an open field and just sit with the intent of looking for these things, you don't have to buy the CE5 app from Dr. Greer. You just sit out there, and there will be, you know, you'll see lights, you'll see some shooting stars. And then eventually you're going to go, all right, why? What was that? You see something move, does a weird turn, you know, without fail. Yeah. You give it a couple hours. So there's weird shit out there. So it's like back to your thing, though, like this gel thing. Like part of me, what comes to my mind is I'm always trying to thinking of like, okay, is there any kind of like, can we ground this on Earth or anything? Could it be anything? And like right away, my brain was kind of going to like, maybe like, is there a chance that maybe you had like an, like, as everyone wants that aliens, but I'm like, this would be also cool. Like maybe you're like saw some ball lightning in that, like at that area. Like, did you ever think of that? Or did that come to your mind?
Yeah. I want to say the first time I heard of the term ball lightning was probably on the Tinfoil Hat podcast with Sam Tripoli guy.
Yeah.
And it was like shortly after I had seen what I saw. And so I would always kind of come back to that. Like maybe it wasn't abnormal. It was moving very slowly. It wasn't trying to hide or get away from us. It didn't seem intelligent, but I could be wrong. I mean, the fact that I passed right under it as it passed right above the road, and like, you know what I mean? Like we made like a, like we met in the center of the
Earth.
Like that will always stick with me. Like why exactly there? Why did it not pass ahead of me the road? And then, you know, why didn't I pass it and kind of look to the right and see it towards my right? Like, but instead it felt like it knew that I had just opened my moonroof. I had just turned on my fog lights. I was like anticipating something running across the road or seeing something, and sure enough, like 5 seconds within that thought, it's kind of when I spotted
it. It's so weird, man. It's such an interesting, it's such a unique description. That's
and that's why I wanted to call you first before I even like try to write it down or try to explain it or try to get like coordinates. I was like, you know, I just got to get it out. And my buddy Mikey actually put me on to this call like 2 years ago.
Oh, right on.
I've been listening, and I was finally like, I'm just going to call. Man, they seem like, you know, like good people. Like, I would probably be friends with them outside of the pod, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was like, why not?
Right on, man. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. I mean, it's such a unique, like, description of that, like, that jello. Like, you paint to such a good picture. I can exactly picture in my head. And in my head, I kind of picture like a plasma almost.
I know you can, and I know it has everything to do with how burnt that image is into my brain. When you describe it, it never, the details never change. It's always the same.
Yeah.
It's always the same. But when you say ball lightning, I start to think, like, I do remember, I want to say, like, a plasma movement in between it, obviously. But, like, the thing that bummed the thing that tripped me out the most, I think, was that I can see the night sky through it.
Yeah. Well, that's unique too, because I'm like, that's so weird. So it's like it wasn't like it was translucent, or you know, if it was some sort of craft using some sort of like camouflage, right? It was appearing translucent, but not well enough that like you could still see something was there. It kind of reminds me of people have called in with stories of like what's it called, the like Glimmer Man, where they see like. We had one person from Victoria calling about it, and I've had a couple other people talk about it, where they see like it looks like kind of like Predator active camo. That's the best way to describe it, right? Where it's just like that movement, but yours is kind of uniquely different work because it was emitting a light as well, and it was not in the shape of a person; it was a shape of a like an object.
It was like in the shape of like an oval, like a sloppy oval.
Yeah,
but it was there, and yeah, it was like emitting like a very light blue, but not any blue that I can really describe.
Like, yeah,
almost like a midnight suede-y like blue. You can barely see it, but it was definitely there. Like, I'm gonna say like protruding about like a foot away from whatever this like see-through gelatin was. But very like. Yeah, like I said, there was no. Oh, you know what? Actually, as I'm telling you this, I'm remembering one more detail about this thing. You there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. You're like, yeah, I'm glued to my fucking seat, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm. You've got me hook, line, and sinker, man.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like it's the true stories that like that do like they'll just. Get you know what I mean? You're just like, well, I'm gonna listen because it's something about this seems legit. So, but anywho, so the one thing that I forgot to mention was that it at first I was like, it looked like a helicopter because of the size of the front body, right? It looked like the oval, right? So from afar. So I'm like, well, what the fuck are they doing at midnight? Like, but then again, we were like by 29 Palms, which is like pretty famous, like not right by it, but it's pretty famous for, you know, like military exercises and stuff.
Yeah.
But we weren't right next to 29 Palms. We were like quite a few miles away. So anywho, the first thought that came to my head was a helicopter, but I'm like, well, there's a very small orb looking thing, like if it was attached to the end of it through like a like the body of a helicopter. You know how it'll be like oval, and then it'll be like the like little spine of the helicopter, and then it'll be like the back propeller.
Yeah.
So there was no fucking visible like spine. It was like there was like a little orb like attached to it, but with nothing there. Oh, right, so and right behind it, and it was, and that's what made me think helicopter, right? It's got like the back it's something that tells me the back lights, and then it's got the oval body, right? But like I said, yeah, when it passed right over me, I'm like, well, where is the fucking pole that holds the back of the
like the, yeah, the little, the tiny little one on the back there?
Yeah, yeah, like what, like so, and that light that was right next to this little, like, next to this oval shape thing, that little blue, like, it looked like an orb, and there's no other way I can explain it. And I ignored it because, again, it looked like a helicopter to me from afar. and so, like, now the details that I'm kind of remembering, and then it's kind of scrambling my brain a little bit, but there was definitely something right next to it, like, traveling in unison with it, but there was nothing holding these two objects together. So the first one is a lot bigger, larger, see-through. And the little orb right behind it was tiny, but it was there. It was there. And yeah, they were just and moving slowly.
And when was this? Did you tell me, like, approximately, do you know the year?
No, I haven't told you the year. I want to say it was either in 2020 or 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to help run a Mexican food restaurant off of the Colorado River on the in the California side. Right past the Colorado River, there's the dam, which then on the other side is Lake Havasu. Yeah, what was I getting to? We were, for years, we were traveling that road. Just never at night. And then this one time that we decided to take my weird little Nissan Juke, fucking alien-looking front car with, you
yeah.
know, stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had my fog lights on. Yeah, I had replaced, like, all my lights with, like, LEDs. And I'm like, I hope this is not the reason, like, why I saw something.
Yeah, they're just as interested in whatever the hell you're driving.
That's what I'm saying, man. I parked and I looked at it and I was like, this seems extraterrestrial as shit. But I could have just been, like, paranoid or something.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is, like, because you mentioned the thought of being a helicopter at one point, because then, you know, that also ties into your thought of, like, maybe a government vehicle, because maybe they were flying something at night, right? And then this thing was like, hey, there's another person on the road, and they're like, all right, well, let's see what happens. And they fly it over, you see it, and they just kind of follow you to see if they're like, you know, if you spook, what happens? You know, maybe you caught a glimpse of something being tested out in the desert that night. Either way, it's a fascinating story that you got there. Like, it's wild.
Yeah. Thanks, man. It's burnt into my brain.
I bet.
So, yeah.
I love the unique descriptions. So I'm hoping is that someone somewhere will listen to that and they'll be like, I fucking saw that, the same kind of thing. And we can start getting some more calls about, like, with some more descriptors of something like that.
I've heard others on different podcasts that I really don't remember the names to. It could have even been this one, to be honest with you, but I've heard other people describe very similar things. And at that point I should have called and responded to those stories, but well, you know, one thing or the other, that's nerves, okay, or like, yeah, that's not the right time, or like, yeah, I don't got the details, I'm not gonna call, I'm gonna sound like an idiot. But I don't know, right now I was like in bed and I was like watching the live stream and I'm like, oh, fuck, man, like, if nobody calls it an interesting story, I'm just gonna call it this.
Yeah,
one.
Dude, I'm glad you did. Hopefully,
I have more. So next time, yes, I see you guys online or live, I'll give another call.
Yeah, the show normally is Thursday 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's your time. I'm slowly going to interject more Sundays as soon as some of those UK bastards start waking up and calling in with their stories. Then I'll start doing more Sundays. Thank you so much for calling in.
Not a problem, man. Thank you. Right. I appreciate that.
Take care of yourself.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
You as well, sir. Bye.
The last story I have for you tonight is read from a good friend of the show, longtime friend of the show. He's called in Agent Anderson of All Things Strange. He's helped out alien theorists in the past. He's helped out Cosmic Channels, especially early on in season 7, helping fill the air with some unreal stories. So if you like All Things Strange, you should go give his podcast a listen and a 5-star review and let him know you found this show from Cosmic Channels. Without further ado, here is the last submission of season 7 by Agent Anderson.
Hello, everybody. This is Agent Anderson from the All Things Strange podcast, here to read for you a Cosmic Channels story from listener Logan Baker. My name is Logan Baker, and I live in the small town of Carlisle, Ohio, which is about 30 minutes south of Dayton. My girlfriend, our 1-year-old daughter, and I were staying in a 2-bedroom townhouse in the middle of town. Nothing strange had ever happened there until one night this past February of 2019. I sleep extremely heavy, and I always sleep until my alarm wakes me up. On this particular night, I was sleeping in my bed with my daughter wedged between myself and my girlfriend. Out of nowhere, I snapped out of my sleep into a sitting position. My eyes shot straight to the open bedroom door. As I sat there, frightened and breathing heavily, I saw a figure as tall as my doorway just standing there. It was about 7 feet tall, extremely skinny, with long, lanky limbs and a fat head. I couldn't really make out any facial features, but I was only able to look at it for maybe 2 or 3 seconds before it dissolved into my door. It looked like it digitally faded into the same pale color as the door. This happened very quickly, and my startled awakening scared my daughter, and she started screaming loudly, and that snapped me back into reality. I wasn't into all of this alien stuff until the past few months, but the figure I saw was pretty consistent with the tall grays that I seemed to hear about a lot. Since I've seen this creature, I've seen some other weird stuff, but none as up close as that. This experience is what makes me believe in the multidimensional theory of aliens, because I associate the weird dissolving of the creature with some sort of technology to allow them to quickly go in and out of our plane of existence. I've had some people try to explain this as a dream that just became too real for a couple of seconds, but I dream pretty often, and I've always been able to distinguish between what's real and what's not. This was a pretty weird experience, but I swear it's true, and it really freaked me out. This occurred at about 3 in the morning, and I didn't need to be at work until 5:30, but I just stayed awake because I couldn't go back to sleep. I hope you guys enjoyed the story and maybe come up with an explanation. Keep on theorizing, my dudes. Absolutely love your show. Well, thank you, Logan, for sending in your story. We really appreciate it. Crazy story. My personal evaluation? No. Nope. No, thank you. I think aliens need to stay up in the sky where they belong. All right. Well, if you have a story and you are too yella to call in, you can always email that story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Although you should probably just call in because Braden's a nice guy. You'll have a fun conversation with him. But if you can't, if you're too yella, you got a funny schedule or something, just send it in and you never know who's going to read it on the air. Could be me. Could be one of the theorists. Might even be Jesse Ventura. Can you guys get Jesse Ventura? That'd be awesome.
The day we get Jesse Ventura on here reading a story, is the day you know we made it as a podcast. Until that date, we will keep working towards that goal. And just like that, the cosmic lines are now closed. We'll see you all in season 8.
Control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.